Well, let's speak to Dave Richardson from Kennington. He's with the campaign group Rail Future. Morning, Dave.
Good morning.
These figures come as a surprise to you?
Yes and no. It's still a bit of a surprise. The doctor's really one of the worst. But I've suffered cancellations myself on a fairly regular basis, so I do understand why. And we have three train operators through Oxfordshire. We have Great Western, we have Chiltern to Marylebone, and we have Cross Country. And I don't like to single out any particular operator, but I must say Cross Country is one of the main offenders. They're the train operator from the Northern Midlands, Birmingham, Oxford, and down to the South Coast.
Well, Cross Country not here to comment this morning, but Network Rail's told us, we know performance hasn't been good enough for passengers and we're working closely with train operating companies to improve. Do you think it's the fact that we've got so many operators here that's left Oxford so badly affected, or is there something else you'd put it down to, Dave?
No, I don't think it's the variety of operators. A lot of delays on the railway are caused by infrastructure problems, and that's down to Network Rail. That covers the signalling, it covers the points, the track work, and things like that. And when there's a delay caused by that, and very often on the Paddington route in particular, we hear points failure, signalling failure, far too often, bearing in mind the route was only electrified and invested in heavily just a few years ago. So that's something which Network Rail needs to sort out with enough investment. Hopefully it can do. But the train operators, the big problem this year has been cancellations caused by staff shortages. And this is particularly affecting Cross Country, sometimes at very short notice too. And this is a problem which the train operators are responsible for entirely. And it's partly because the industrial relations picture is rather bleak. They rely on staff to work overtime on their rest days, and the goodwill isn't there anymore. So you're getting cancellations very often at the last minute.
And what about this change that's due? Network Rail due to be replaced by this new operator called Great British Railways. Are you expecting any change, any improvement with that?
Well, I do, but I think it's going to be quite a long time coming. Yes, you're right. The government has announced a new overall body called Great British Railways, which will sort of work with the train operators. And one of the big things they're going to do, they say, is to simplify fares. But the problem is that this requires legislation. It's not been put into the current parliamentary programme, as far as we know. So there's a bit of political drift going on at the moment. And the train operators are just sort of being put on put on contracts where they have no real incentive to improve. They're paid a small premium to run the trains, but they don't take any financial risk. And that's going to roll on. There might be a general election coming, there might be a change of government, and the whole thing might change again. So, yes, I'd like to see some improvements, but I don't think it's going to come anytime soon.
All right, it's good to speak to you. Dave Richardson from Kennington with the campaign group Rail Future. Thanks for getting up early for us.